Now, incident resolution, what's the process? Well, the first thing is make sure you understand what is the situation. What's really going on here? And determine what the appropriate response is. And here, where on page 113, they come up with the acronym CALMER. But the thing to remember is just calm. First of all, communicate. Those of you who have run the scouter horn have seen what happens when parents are seeing their children climb. Suddenly, the parent is the coach and an expert climber. When there is a situation taking place where someone is emotionally engaged, there is, particularly in our demographic where we have so many type A individuals, suddenly we have a lot of people wanting to do something. And the important thing is somebody has to be in charge. Cope and climbing are all about fear management. Not just the fear of the participant, but you, the facilitator, the fear you're going to feel. Suddenly you're in a situation and you've never been in something like this before. You have to be that voice of calm and that voice of reason. And this is something I'd really like to have an opportunity to practice more of doing.
Yeah, I learned that feeling on Saturday.
And here's another really good opportunity to use your two deep leadership, and hopefully you're going to be friends and familiar with the fellow teacher you're working with, and you'll make up a high sign or a finger wave, and I don't hesitate to say, okay, Fred, you coach scared little Billy here on the rock climbing. Oh, Mr. Smith, could you come over here for a second? I need to talk to you. I got some ideas I want to bounce off you, and then drag the parent out of line of sight, out of earshot, drag them away quite some distance away, and then say, hey, listen, I know this is your child, I know you're trying to encourage them, but this is my course today, and I'm going to encourage them my way, and I need you to back way off, and you can be their parent when they go home tonight, but right now I'm the instructor and you're not.
Thanks. Hopefully you'll never get to that, because if we're following the processes, we're following the protocols, then a situation will not go from bad to worse to drastic. But the thing to remember is you have to have a clear communication. The best communication will be from the belayer to the climber. And it's a great practice to get into when working with youth groups, particularly if you're involving them as the belay team, is when things are going wrong, that's the time when there needs to be as little talking as possible. Because the more words that are said, the less communication takes place. Keep a positive attitude also. When you can give the feeling to everyone that it's a, well, been there, done that, we're going to get through this without difficulty. That impression of confidence has a significantly calming effect. So that's the C, communication. The A, assist. Help them go up. Help them climb higher. We've got an H3A, like a small rope ladder, in the rope bag that could help the climber take some pressure off of whatever gear that they've got that's jammed so they can continue on climbing. What we don't have are pulley systems, like a 3-to-1 pulley that's described on pages 113 to 114 in the manual. On those pages 113 to 114, just look at the left hand side.
Hey, Tony, before you go on, one of the things that I noticed on Saturday when you were trying to get Spencer to go further and he got stuck, you changed the thought process subtly several different times to get them to think in a different dynamic. And it was kind of interesting to listen to it because I knew what you were doing, but you kind of went from almost one thought extreme to the next to see which one of those gears was going to kick in and make him continue as you're trying to help in a panic situation.
Now, you know your son better than I do. He was definitely reluctant to move in any direction. Has he had issues with heights in the past? I mean, big issues?
No. In fact, he does Sandy Springs all day long. His biggest fear is water, because we had a almost tragic canoe accident a few years ago. But heights? You know, it's just, again, false emotion appearing real, fear.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, he does Sandy Spring all day long and loves it.
Yeah, and I've been to the Go Ape course up in Sandy Springs, and that's why I was kind of puzzled as to why it looked like a couple steps more and he would have been up on the wire, but he just couldn't figure out why he was stopping.
I think next time we have that one extra step, because that was that little, you know, when we put that strap on, that was quite a hurdle mentally to get past.
Okay. Well, then that must...
Next time.
Great. Thanks. Now, on page 114 of the Blay Manual, it talks about vector lift. Every time I've done that, I've been impressed with just how difficult those is, how much pull needs to be on there before anything moves. But definitely it's worth trying. When you're working with young youth and light climbers, it can be very effective. So anyway, assist, help them climb up, lower, help them come down, and if they're stuck and they can't go up, can't go down, now you're going to have to move them. And that's where we get into the pickoff, where it's, again, as you mentioned, another life system has to be installed. The climber has to be connected to that life system and then disconnected from the other one, from the original one. The ER, evaluate and rehearse. One of these days, I'd really, really love to be able to do that and practice that.